Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And hopefully on the line I have Kate Ashbrook from the Open Spaces Society. Kate, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. Oh, great. Good morning. Good morning. So, first of all, what is the Open Spaces Society?
We are Britain's oldest national conservation body, founded even before the National Trust. Our founders founded the National Trust. We campaign for public open spaces, common land, village greens, public paths, basically people's rights to enjoy paths and spaces in town and country throughout England and Wales.
And how do you define an open space?
That's a very good point, because in law there are all sorts of definitions, but we define it as land where the public enjoys recreation, whether by right or whether by custom.
And why is it important to protect them? I mean, it sounds a silly question, but why is it important to protect these open spaces?
Because we need places close to home where we can just get out and enjoy ourselves and walk the dog and run around and feel the fresh air and the pleasure of it. And it's really good for our physical and mental health. People need to have open space close to home, preferably.
And is there a need for a society to protect them? I mean, are these open spaces under threat then?
Very much so. With increasing development, we find that developers do look to open spaces to build houses and other developments. So we are encouraging people to look out for their open spaces before they're even threatened with development, because there are things people can do to protect them. I mean, for instance, we say people should apply to register land as a town or village green if they've used it by custom for 20 years, just running around, walking the dog, whatever. They can apply to Cambridgeshire County Council to register it as a green, and then it is protected forever, and local people have rights of recreation there. But you have to get in before it's threatened with development, because once it's threatened, the law says you cannot register it as a green.
And we're very proud of our open spaces in Cambridge. We have a lot. We have Parker's Peace, Coldham's Common, Midsummer's Common. I could go on. Any of them under threat? Have you had to work on any of those?
Oh, yes, we have, I'm afraid. I mean, Parker's Peace, we're involved with discussions about use for funfair and ice rink. Coldham's Common, there's been all sorts of things happening there, threat of a cycle track, a threat of fencing. And we've got local people there who are very vigilant and who let us know when something comes up. We are helping somebody to register Meadow Triangle as a town green. So, yeah, we're very busy in your area.
What's the problem with things like the ice rink? Because isn't that doing just what you're saying it should be doing, that people are out there enjoying the open space?
Well, yeah, but it's a built development and it's not for quiet enjoyment. So we do have problems about use of open spaces for kind of commercial developments where you have to pay to go, or for use for festivals where people have to pay to go and then the ground is churned up and left in a mess. And we've had a lot of that on the London Commons. So, you know, we do look at each case and we think to ourselves, we think, what is the public benefit? And will the public really benefit from a development?
And of course, cycling paths, you mentioned on Coldham's Common, cycling very, very big in Cambridge. Is there a problem with putting a cycling path there?
Well, there could be if it sort of suburbanises it and then it interferes with other users. I think we have accepted that that's probably an essential thing to have a cycle track. And we do understand how Cambridge's great tradition of cycling. But we look at each case very carefully and we think, you know, what is the public benefit and will this interfere with other users? Because we don't want one type of user to predominate over all other users at their expense. It's a really hard balance, you know, and we have to think about that.
And the society, the Open Spaces Society, Kate, how are you funded?
We're funded really essentially from our members and from donations and from legacies. We don't get public funding. We don't get commercial funding. So we're small, but we kind of independent, you know, we're not beholden to anybody. And people are very generous in supporting us because they see that we are very effective. And we often jump in where others fear to tread and we'll defend people's open spaces for them. So we do encourage people to join us. If you need help with your open space, we would say you do have to join us first because we're so small, we can't just help everybody. But there's a lot on our website, a lot of information, and we're developing that. So, you know, we're small and very active. with a good long history.
And what about you, Kate? Do you have a favourite open space?
Well, I do, actually. I'm afraid it's not in Cambridgeshire. It's
that's all right. That's allowed.
It's on Dartmoor. Wild Dartmoor. That's where my heart is. And also at my home in the Chilterns. But I do realise that Cambridgeshire has some really lovely open spaces. And I have visited Cambridge and I know it's very special. And we hear a lot about it.
So if people want more information or want to be involved, or maybe, as you say, they've got an open space they want to protect, it's your website they should go to, which is oss.org.uk.
That's right, yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Kate. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
Lovely to talk to you.
And good luck with the work of the organisation. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.